Planning and committee meeting for this evening. First of all, new business. Counselor Jones, any new business? Nope, okay. Counselor Trail, new business?
I have a motion that'll be coming out of Ms. Mazzaros' presentation, but I can move that coming out of the delegation.
Okay, I think that's certainly in order at the time. Yep. Counselors Wart?
No new business.
Mayor Foster?
Mr. Chair, no.
Okay, Counselor Anderson?
No.
Counselor Hooper?
No, sir.
There is an additional delegation that's asked to speak tonight on agenda item 12.3, which is PSD-020. That's Michael Fry. So we would need a motion to suspend the rules to add him as a delegate. Counselor Hooper? Seconded by Counselor Anderson. So this will be L8.5. All in favor? And anybody opposed? Okay, that's carried. So that'll be 8.5. Motion to adopt the agenda, moved by Mayor Foster, seconded by Counselor Jones. All in favor? That's carried. Declarations of interest, any declarations? Seeing none. Announcements, Counselor Trail.
No announcements, thank you.
Counselor Zwart?
No announcements.
Mayor Foster?
Mr. Chair, no.
Okay, Counselor Anderson?
Nope.
Okay, Counselor Hooper?
I just have one, and I'm sure everyone probably knows that our local downtown post office has now moved to a new location, and for all you people that used to go to the post office across the street, it's now been moved to the east end of Bowmanville, across from, let's see, what would be a good landmark? Just east of Ontario Street, how's that? And the little plaza that's there. You used to get your laundry done there at one time, so... You ask nicely, they might tumble your drawing and stuff. No, I'm just kidding. So,
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Counselor Jones?
No announcements.
All right, we have one announcement from Michael Seaman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As is tradition, announcing a new member of our planning staff, Sarah Allen, is now in the welcome to the Planner 2 position in Special Projects Branch. Sarah comes to us from the Township of King, where she worked for the past 10 years. During this time, Sarah worked in development review and more recently as a policy planner for the official plan review project. Sarah's job with Parrington will involve work on planning studies and special projects such as downtown revitalization, cultural heritage, environmental assessments, and policy planning matters. She will be liaison to the Clarendon Heritage Committee. Sarah will administer the Heritage Incentive Grant programs and Community Improvement Plan grants, among other planning-related applications. We're very pleased to welcome Sarah, she's right there, give her a wave. There we go, Sarah. Back to Clarendon, she filled a maternity leave contract in 2007, and Sarah started on March 18th, so welcome.
Thank you. Okay, welcome, Sarah. And a motion on the minutes. Counselor Schwartz.
Can I back up to declarations? I have a declaration for the interim control bylaw.
Okay, thank you.
And I'll move the minutes.
So noted. All right, motion on the minutes. Sorry, who's moving it? Counselor Zwart, you're moving the minutes? Okay, seconded Counselor Trail. Comments or questions on the minutes? Additions or deletions? All in favor? That's carried. So now we're in the public meeting portion of the meeting. So the first public meeting is a meeting regarding applications for draft plan of subdivision and zoning bylaw amendments submitted by Lindstraff Developments, Inc. The proposal seeks to create one block of up to 28 townhouse dwellings for a future common elements condominium on the southeast corner of Town Line Road and Lawson Road, file numbers SC 2018-0002 and ZBA 2019-0003. The purpose of the meeting is to hear and receive public comments concerning the proposal. General information on public meetings is outlined on the sheets provided at each of your chairs. If a person or public body does not make oral submissions at the public meeting or make written submission to the municipality of Clarendon, before council makes a decision with respect to the proposed applications, the person may not be entitled to appeal the decision to the local planning appeal tribunal, and the person or public body may not be added as a party to the hearing of an appeal before the local planning appeal tribunal. unless, in the opinion of the tribunal, there are reasonable grounds to add the person or public body as a party. So the public meeting will proceed in the following manner. Staff will provide a short presentation explaining the proposal. Residents and other members of the public will then be invited one by one to offer any comments. And if there's anybody in the upper gallery that wishes to make submissions at this meeting, once the staff presentation has been made, please kind of make your way downstairs and we'll proceed sort of hopefully in an expeditious manner. Following your presentation, please enter your name and mailing address, including postal code, on the interested parties list on the podium. Please be advised that your personal information is collected under the authority of the Planning Act and will be used during the review process. Questions about the collection of personal information can be directed to the municipal clerk. So the order will be anyone that wants to address committee will be all opposed or concerned with the application, followed by anyone simply wishing to provide comment or support. So the applicant or agent will go last. So staff presentation will be made by Brandon Weiler. Come forward, please, Brandon.
Good evening, Mr. Chair, Mayor, members of Council, members of the public, and fellow staff. This is a public meeting to consider applications by Lindstrath Developments, Inc. for draft plan of subdivision and rezoning. The applications propose one block with 28 townhouse units in a future common elements condominium. The 28 townhouse units will include 17 dual frontage units on the west and middle portions of the site, including fronting onto Town Line Road, and 11 traditional units on the east side of the site. The subject lands are located at the southeast corner of Town Line Road and Lawson Road. The surrounding neighborhood consists of mainly single detached dwellings with varying design, heights, and lot sizes. The lands are within the Curtis urban boundary and currently follows the projected extension of Adelaide Road to the north of the subject site. To the southwest of the subject lands in Oshawa, a new subdivision was recently draft approved on the lands which were formerly part of Kingsway College. The draft approved subdivision has 243 single detached dwelling lots and one block for 73 townhouse units, which will front onto Town Line Road and Shankill Road. Other surrounding land uses include to the north single detached dwellings and the future Adelaide Road extension, to the south mainly single detached dwellings, east mainly single detached dwellings, and to the west mainly single detached dwellings, including the subdivision I just mentioned. The lands are currently vacant with a woodlot and small pond on the southern portion of the lands. The subject lands are relatively flat and they slope slightly to the south. Public notice was mailed to each landowner within 120 meters of the subject lands and public meeting signs were installed fronting onto Town Line Road and Lawson Road on March 1st, 2019. Two residents contacted staff prior to the report being finalized, and a number of residents have contacted staff since the report was finalized, identifying concerns with the applications. The concerns include the following. Current traffic issues, including a number of accidents and turning issues from Lawson Road and Wabakish Court onto Town Line Road. Safety concerns when walking or cycling on Lawson Road, as there are no sidewalks currently and there will be an increase in traffic volume. Increased parking on the street due to number of cars that occupants and their guests will have, a devaluation in property values in the neighborhood, not significant enough parking on the site being proposed. The site does not fit into the existing character of the neighborhood. The site is too tight for emergency vehicles to access the property. There are a number of existing mature trees that could be impacted by the proposed plan. And concerns regarding fencing adjacent to abutting properties. In addition to those comments, a number of external agencies have not provided comments on the applications to date, and that includes CLOCA and Durham Region. Currently, Adelaide Road terminates on the Oshawa side of the intersection of Town Line Road. The Region of Durham has undertaken the environmental assessment study required to extend Adelaide Road east of Town Line to connect to Trolls Road. When Adelaide Road is extended east of Town Line, the intersection at Lawson Road will be closed. a new access will be created from Lawson Road North onto the future Adelaide Road extension. The new entrance will be located further away from the existing signals at Adelaide and Townline Road right now. So in summary, the purpose of this public meeting is to provide an opportunity for the public to provide comments. It is respectfully recommended that staff continue processing the applications and prepare a recommendation report upon receipt of outstanding comments. Thank you.
Okay, so it's your chance now, members of the public, please come forward. Come forward, please.
Good evening. Good evening. My name is Libby Rakansky, and I'm concerned about removal of trees from the site, especially now with climate change. We need any tree within Harmony, Farewell, and Black Creek watershed. And so far, almost all of them were removed. As I can see, the subdivision will be built as it is. Is there any way that, further down after the Adelaide Avenue will be built, that this developer would be responsible for replanting trees, at least at the northern side of this subdivision, to protect the residents from emissions from Adelaide Avenue, and also to keep some trees within our watershed?
Okay, well, I think if you're asking a question, staff will make note of any questions, but I don't think answers will be provided directly at this point. So,
because developer, recognized those trees as not significant. Unfortunately, I know the studies, previous studies by Conservation Authority and others, and there were some significant trees on the site. And all developers always claim nothing is significant. So I'm very concerned about this problem.
Okay. Is that your delegation?
Yeah.
Okay, any questions to the delegate from members of council? Okay, thank you very much, Ms. Rakansky. Any other members of the public want to come forward? Yep, come forward, please, over here. Please state your name and then...
My name is Sandy Britton, and this is my husband, Dave Britton, and we own 24 Lawson and 42 Lawson. Good evening, members of council, Mr. Chairman, the members of the public, and my neighbors. Talk a little bit about, what Brandon said from the planning department, to shed more light on our concerns related to several of the items. When I look at the subdivision, the thing that concerns me most is that the greater majority of the units will not have adequate space for children to have any green space, to be able to, for pets to have anywhere to go. I was kind of looking at the measurements of the, green space. The units that are on the eastmost side, they will have backyards that are about 400 square feet, so it would give some space for people to go. But the units that are in the middle and on the west side, their front yards are going to be so small that I think that I figured out that they were the size of maybe a bedroom. They're incredibly small, 3 meters by 5.5 meters, and I don't think that there's enough room there for people to take care of their children. So then you look at the little parquet that they're planning there, and when you look at the snow storage in the winter and the size of the landscape area that they're talking about, it's about 1,248 square feet. That's the size of a bungalow. So everybody from these 28 units has an opportunity, to go and socialize in the space of a bungalow, which I think is really small. So I would like to see the number of units reduced. I understand that the developer has, paid good money for the land, and that we're, wanting to intensify on land, and that there's value in having more houses. I'm a licensed realtor, so I like to have more houses to sell. It's a good thing. but I'd like to see there be more green space. So if the center units were taken out, the 8 units in the center, then perhaps on both the east and west side, it would give room for people to have a backyard as well as a bit of a front yard. Maybe they could make the parquet a little bit bigger. My other concern is around parking spaces, because although they've got the number of required parking spaces in there, one of them is handicap. So even though the bylaws say that there's supposed to be one parking space for every 4 units, there's really not one parking space for every 4 units for the general population. There's only 7, which there should be 8, plus I think an additional one for handicap, for a handicap spot. But what I envision is that there's going to be a lot of cars parked on the street. And so those of us who have used the street for our guests and for, you know, our use, all of a sudden now it's going to be a parking lot on the street. And I understand that the sidewalks that the developer is proposing end at the end of the developer's property. So then where are people going to walk? And the sidewalks aren't going to connect to anything. So there's no parks for them to walk to. There's no schools that they can walk to. There's a creek to the east side. So there's no way that they could walk through the east side of Lawson Road and get to a school. And I just see this as problematic. So reducing the number of sites might take care of some of these issues. I mean, they still can't walk to school, but at least there would be more land for them to, you know. Because what I fear is that they're all going to be on our 2.39 acres on 24 Lawson, walking their dogs and considering that parkland, which I really don't want to see happen. And the traffic just seems to be an issue. You know, where are you going to put all these cars? You can say, you know, out of the 28 units, only 4 people can have visitors or 7 people can have visitors. That seems unrealistic. So even though it's in the bylaws, I would ask that you would relook at the bylaw, because maybe that's the issue that we have here. So we're disconnected from schools and parks because of the creek. And then I look at the character of the neighborhood, and I'd really like to see that the developer consider doing no more than a 2-story dwelling so that it doesn't go outside of the character of the neighborhood that we've got right now. Majority of houses are single story, 1.5 story. And I think it's important that we stay within the character of the neighborhood if we possibly can. I can tell you that bungalows are incredibly desirable. And if the developer would build bungalows, they would be snapped up like crazy. And a particular burden I have is that, you know, 1 or 2 of the units be made for people that have physical challenges, because we don't have enough of those in Durham Region. And it would be nice to see a few of the units so that people with mobility issues would be able to occupy those units. In the official plan, I looked at some things that would kind of lend to what I had just said. 5.3.2 talks about the public streets being designated to provide an interconnected grid-like pattern of streets and blocks that are walkable and flexible by designing streets that are safe for cyclists and having a convenient system of sidewalks. I don't believe that Lawson Road has the infrastructure yet to meet 5.3.2 in the official plan. I'm wondering whether this project and you know, the region should be working together to make sure that the Adelaide extension goes at least far enough so that we can, you know, accommodate some of these infrastructure issues that we have with the traffic coming in from Town Line. Perhaps if the infrastructure was there, perhaps if the sidewalks were there and the road was coming in through what used to be Barbara Butter's property, then we would have the infrastructure to take care of some of the issues that we foresee happening. 5.4.1 says new development and redevelopment in established neighborhoods will be designed to respect and reinforce the physical character of the established neighborhood. And it talks about the scale of the buildings and the setbacks of the buildings being from the street and the yard, the height and the scale sort of matching what's there. And we'd really like to see that. And, you know, I'm not sure whether this part applies, but it talks about priority intensification areas. Is this a priority intensification area? I'm not sure. But it talks about enhance the pedestrian environments you know, with landscaping and benches and other street amenities and providing transition in scale to areas of low density. You'll notice the lands that are being developed on what was formerly the Kingsway College property. They've tried to put the single detached houses close to the existing single detached houses and move the townhouses out towards the street so that they're not against what's already there. Here, we're putting townhouses against what's been, you know, single detached houses for many, many years. So I'm wondering if there could be some adjustment. You know, maybe they turn into semi-detached houses. Maybe they have bigger yards and still maintain, you know, the sort of the whole formula that the developer is looking for. But we get some, you know, compromise on our side so that they have the yards and they have the lots so that the children can play in the yards and the dogs can go do their business in the yards and that kind of thing. Thank you very much.
Okay, questions to the delegation? Seeing none, thank you very much. And come forward, sir.
Actually, I would like to
add, sorry.
You hear that eventually the end of Lawson Road would be closed off and this would be done, but we hear eventually. Now, the extension of the Adelaide extension has been in the 20-year plan now, I think, for 30 years. We know environmental assessments, I think, were done in 15. And when will this be done? Like, we don't have these answers yet. So I like to have things in place before to do it right. So you're not trying to catch up afterwards. Playing catch up is never a good way to do things. To do things beforehand and be ready for what is to come would be, I think, a better way to go.
Okay, any questions arising out of that? Seeing none, okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Forward, please, sir. Welcome.
Good evening. My name is David Astle, and I currently live at 23 Lawson Road with my wife Candace and our three children. I stand in front of you tonight to tell you that we as a family have serious concerns about the proposed development at 3 Lawson Road as it currently stands. Don't get us wrong. We are not opposed to development. We understand that the 1.7 acres in question at the top of our street would inevitably be developed in some form in the not too distant future. But the current proposal of 28 townhouses on the land in question is unacceptable in its current form, and I would like to outline some reasons why. Number one, the proposed development has 28 townhomes being built on 1.7 acres when the entire street itself only has 23 dwellings. The developer, Lindstrath Developments, which is Esquire Homes, is proposing to put more units on a corner lot than what exists on the entire street. That in no way is consistent with the neighborhood we moved to raise our family. You can refer to the report that was prepared by your staff on page 4 that outlines that the street has only detached dwellings consisting of 1- and 2-story homes with lots that are larger in size. Every house and its corresponding property are unique in nature, and that is what attracted us as a family to this hidden gem we call Lawson Road. The developer is proposing, from what we have seen through their submissions, 28 stacked 3-story townhouse units, one on top of another. On page 10.10.5 states, and I quote, "The official plan requires that new development within existing neighborhoods must respect the physical character of the existing neighborhood. The official plan policies are to protect existing neighborhoods from incompatible development." This proposal of 28 townhomes no way reflects the current configuration on the street and in no way respects the physical characteristics of Lawson Road. Number two, with three children, including our 4-year-old son, safety is of utmost concern to our family. The proposal you are considering does not provide for adequate parking for 28 families, which will force overflow parking onto our street. The street currently has no sidewalks. With overflow parking lining the street, our children, or anyone for that matter, will be forced to walk directly in the line of traffic or along the property of others to move up and down the street. As a homeowner who frequently goes for a walk within the neighborhood and the nearby streets, an increase in traffic and the number of parked cars coupled with no place to walk except in the middle of the road, our street now becomes a more dangerous place to be. And number three, and probably the most important, and I would like you to refer to the map here, traffic turning on and off of our street is already very hazardous. The increase of traffic from 28 additional units will significantly increase traffic flow and the ability to turn on and off our street. I urge you not to only take my word for how dangerous this area is. I encourage you to travel there to monitor the situation to see for yourself. Cars often have to slam on their brakes or swerve into the other lane of traffic to avoid rear-end collisions as they travel south on Town Line at very high speeds. Coupled with cars turning right onto Town Line from Adelaide and cars swerving from the left lane to the right lane to avoid us as we try to make a left turn onto our street, this area of Town Line has turned into a very dangerous situation that we have to navigate on a daily basis. The occurrences of near misses are so frequent that my wife almost always travels out of her way to avoid the left-hand turn onto our street when she is traveling with our young son in the back seat. So far, we have avoided a collision, but many families have not been as fortunate, as that section of road has seen multiple accidents since we have lived there. Likewise, the traffic is so heavy, it sometimes takes several minutes to make a safe left-hand turn onto Town Line, especially during peak traffic times. Couple this with the development of 243 detached dwellings and 73 townhouses already approved on the west side of Town Line in Oshawa on the Kingsway College site. The traffic situation will become dangerously untenable, and any future development in that area in the absence of a proper traffic flow plan and safety arrangement will be, quite frankly, irresponsible. For these reasons, and all the reasons you have heard and will continue to hear this evening, we ask you to reject the proposal in its current form and seek a development proposal that is more consistent with the neighborhood and is accompanied by a traffic and safety plan that protects the families of Curtis. Thank you.
Okay, questions to the delegation? Seeing none, thank you very much, sir. Who's coming forward? Come on forward.
My name
Welcome,
is
sir.
Sorry? Thank you. My name is Tony Slavin. I live at 27 Lawson Road. My parents, Ray and Betty Slavin, I'm representing them as well. They live at 29 Lawson Road. I've lived there since I bought it in 1974, so lived on the street a long time. So I do have safety issues. I have five grandkids. I have two senior parents that live next door, constantly walking the street. And it's nice now, but that will change. So I have great concerns about traffic. I'm not going to repeat everything. There's been great comments brought by other people. One of the concerns I have is, the big concern is traffic. And when I look at that, I was told at a meeting that I was at that traffic would not probably be a big issue and would not change people's minds, even if they did a traffic study, which in my opinion should have been done first, because how do you approve something or move forward out this without knowing the danger to the community? Having said that, it's probably not a rule. Why don't you put those two roads out on Town Line? If this is going to move forward, why don't you stick the two roads on Town Line, which would then make it safer for us? And since there's no real traffic concerns in the minds of some people, it wouldn't be a problem. I do have a concern with with the value depreciation evaluation of our properties. We all have big backyards along there on both sides to some degree. Some are small, but my neighbors have lived there longer than I have, and I've been there 46 years. And when I look at that, we've chosen not to develop our land because we don't want the extra traffic. We don't want the density in there that's going to make it more difficult for us to enjoy a good quality of life. So Even though I was advised that, you know, losing your valued appreciation doesn't matter, it is important to me. It's extremely important to me and my neighbors. The rationale for the density on our street and to change the zoning, I went through all the Clarington plan, and other than the comment that was made that it should conform with the neighborhood, I don't understand why in a region as huge or a municipality as huge as Clarington, why it's necessary to stick that kind of density on our corner when you have so much land, so much servable land, where you can put these types of homes, where they would fit in nicely. Again, not against development, nice court, detached lots would be great, but this kind of thing is not fair to the locals there. Let me just see if there's anything else. I don't want to repeat stuff that other people have. Yeah, so that's it. And, you know, just finishing off, I've never been a political person other than I put people's signs on my lawns that I have voted for. But if this goes through, watch me change and put a lot of time into dealing with this. Come the next election. I forgot that part.
Questions to the delegation? Okay, thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
Anybody else? Yeah, come forward, please.
Thank you.
I'll be fairly brief. My name is Bill Calder. I was a police sergeant with Durham Regional Police. I retired just a couple years ago. Out of my 31 years of policing, about 24 of them were either in Oshawa or Clarington. I served the people really well. I was always a road-based person before I became the media officer for police. But one thing I did a lot of, even in the days way back, my concerns are going to be about traffic. It's really about traffic, not so much about the development. I've been living in Shekel Court there, just south of the area there, since 1994. And I walked there daily at that point. But even in the days before, when Adelaide didn't even have a controlled traffic area there, it had a stop sign. I used to conduct traffic there as a constable myself just because of all the serious collisions we had. That probably led to the idea that we had traffic lights there in the first place. I'm that same person that's traveling southbound on Town Line Road looking in my rearview mirror nowadays, wondering if I'm going to get rear-ended as well. I've had to actually accelerate to not be rear-ended. Next-door neighbor of ours, actually, just last year, I was one of the first on scene, she just pulled out, and she took a chance, and she is responsible for the accident that took place there, but I'd say within a foot, I could say confidently it was that far away from being a fatal collision that took place there, and that's coming off of Wabakish Court. In Wabakish Court, I say we have a good. We have about maybe 5 seconds to deal with any traffic that's flying off of Adelaide and coming southbound. People that are over on Lawson Court or Lawson Road, that's my concern. I really, it's not. I know the density, 28 to 40 cars that might come into that area there, but I'm not so concerned about just the density numbers there, but that's happening where people are going to be putting themselves at risk trying to make that left. So just to make it really brief like that, I do have a lot of history there. I've done different traffic initiatives over the years. I've done school bus safety initiatives where I actually was the one that was calling to have our buses actually detoured off of Town Line Road to pick up my own daughter to come onto Wabakish Court because I didn't trust the cars that were flying by on the other side there. But in a nutshell, my only point is when you look at something like that, you have concerns like I do, and I still have those concerns very much so. Otherwise, I've never been to a council meeting before. I've talked before the TV cameras, but never in front of people. And I hope over the years I never gave anyone here a traffic ticket when I used to do this. But at the end of the day, my real concern is that if you're going to build something like this with that type of density, I would love to see it that, you know, you bring in the safety factors first, meaning if it's going to become a cul-de-sac at the end of the Lawson Road that's going to branch up towards Adelaide, I don't know how much safer Adelaide will be unless it's properly controlled as well because the cars are going to be flying right over to Charles Road at that point. But do that first. You know, think of the safety concerns first, bring in the development after when you know that you're at no liability for every single person that's not even just making a left-hand turn, a right-hand turn, making a turn into the intersection. It's all pretty tough. We have a good down in Wabakish, and it's still dangerous. So I feel for the people that live up there, and I just support them in what they're trying to accomplish as well, hoping to add a little bit of credibility to their traffic concerns. Thank you.
Okay, questions to the delegation? Seeing none, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Make sure you sign the podium, please.
What do I have to do? Sign something? Oh, I won't do that.
Okay, next speaker, come forward, please.
Good
Welcome,
evening.
Sir.
Thank you for letting us speak, and thank you, neighbors, for coming out to support us. I think I really only... I'm Gary Merkler. I live at 28 Wabakish Court with my wife, Raylene. So really, the reason I came here is because I want to maybe enlighten you. 2012, my wife and I moved from Toronto, excuse me, out to Curtis. And one of the reasons that we did move excuse me, one of the reasons that we did move was exactly this type of development, where we felt that this was an irresponsible backfilling of a piece of land, and we lived in the Danforth Village, and believe me, people, any service station, any vacant piece of property was backfilled in this manner. It is not indicative of what is surrounding us. It definitely leaves a bad taste in your mouth when you see what is going to happen to the area. I want you to look at the future. This type of thing will ruin Curtis. It will ruin anywhere that you put this type of development in. It's going to be overcrowded, and if you don't believe me, go down into the city sometime and take a troll through all these side streets where these units have been built, and you are going to see traffic tickets. It's just not going to fly here. We have a beautiful place to live. We start this now. What's going to happen with that piece of property just north when Adelaide goes through? Is there going to be enough room to start developing that in the same fashion, et cetera, et cetera? I urge you to look at the future. Please and thank you.
Okay, questions to the delegation? Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Next speaker, please. Anybody else wish to come forward? Yeah, come forward, please, ma'am. Welcome.
Hi, good evening. My name is Melody Atanowski. I live at 239 Townline Road North with my husband and our two adult daughters. We've lived there for well over 20 years, and I'd just like to read you what I have to say today. The volume of traffic on Townline Road North has increased dramatically during the past 5 years as the density of residential homes has increased north of Taunton Road. Further, the density will be increased with the development named Kingsview Ridge, 243 detached homes and 73 townhouses, and the new Lawson Road development. Making a left-hand turn out of my driveway during the hours of 7 to 9:30 a.m. and in the afternoon from 2:30 to 7:30 p.m. is taking longer. I need to make sure that all four lanes are clear from the lights at Adelaide and from Shankill, which is south of me, because drivers routinely change lanes without signaling and drive over the maximum of 60 kilometers per hour in this section of town line, a type B arterial road. At least it is easier than making a left-hand turn into my driveway while driving south on town line road. I have had many close calls because of the drivers accelerating on town line. I typically walk to my mailbox on Lawson Road because the way home from the mailbox means making a left-hand turn out to town line and a left into my driveway, which takes much longer than walking. Although there is a sign to not block the Lawson Road intersection, in the late afternoons and early evenings, the lineup to make the turn onto Adelaide and continue north on town line stretches from the intersection to well past Lawson. There have been times when the traffic is lined up all the way to my driveway, just south of Wabashian from volume, not because of an accident. The new development with 28 units will add to this congestion. This neighborhood has a poor walking score, 32 out of 100, and residents are car dependent to run most errands. There are only 6 visitor spots in the new development, and you can't park on town line. I can imagine that the visitors will be parked along Lawson where there are no curb provisions to do so. This would seriously change the neighborhood character from a rural cottage feel to a crowded street where access to the driveways on Lawson would be impaired. There must be more parking within the development. A lack of green space is another consideration. The closest park for Clarington is Curtis West Park, which is a 19-minute walk of 2.3 kilometers. This is the park at St. Warden Public School. Lastly, if you want to use the crosswalks at Adelaide, you must walk on the road because there are no sidewalks on the Curtis side. I know that Adelaide may be extended, in 2025, but even if it starts, then construction will take 2 to 3 years, which will make it almost 10 years before the new entrance to Lawson will be ready. Imagine How many more high-density developments will be occupied by then, which regularly use this section of Town Line Road? Please reduce the density of this condominium-style development and consider the cottage, rural nature of the Lawson Road community. Thank you.
Questions to the delegation? Thank you very much, ma'am. Next speaker, please. Come forward, please. Welcome, ma'am.
Thank you.
You might have to just pull the microphone down a little bit.
Okay,
there you go.
Hello, my name is Joanna Longworth. My partner and I live at 31 Lawson Road. We have significant concerns surrounding the proposed development of the 28-unit condo on the corner of Lawson Road and Town Line. These concerns focus on three main areas: traffic and road concerns, on-street parking concerns, and a lack of consideration for the character of our neighborhood. You will consistently hear my neighbors speak of our traffic and road safety concerns. As both a driver and a frequent pedestrian in our neighborhood, I can speak to the stress we face coming in and out of our street because of already dangerous traffic conditions with the proximity of the busy Adelaide and Town Line intersection. We fear that with increasing numbers of development in our surrounding area, and specifically the addition of potentially 56 new cars turning in and out of our small dead-end street, that coming and going will be even more treacherous. If you have never turned left off of Town Line onto Lawson Road at 5 o'clock, I urge you to do so in order to fully understand our concerns for safety. In addition, turning left off of Lawson Road to head south on Town Line is equally dangerous, but additionally time-consuming. When behind a car or two, also turning left, you may be sitting idling for several minutes. As I understand it, there is a future proposal to extend Adelaide Road and create a new, hopefully safer and faster access to Lawson Road in 2025. Depending upon its construction, the proposed 28-unit condo development and its potential for 56 cars would pose a significant increased risk to driver and pedestrian safety for potentially 5 years if construction is not delayed on that road. My second area of concern is significantly increased on-street parking. It appears as if the proposed development plan includes space for one-car parking. Given that many, if not most, families have two cars, and the condominium does not allow for parking on their narrow private lane, homeowners will have to park on Lawson Road. In addition, for the 28 units, an insufficient 6-visitor parking area is allotted, resulting in even more on-street parking. This substantial lack of vital parking for the 28 homes will result in limited visibility on the street, resulting in hazardous pedestrian conditions and danger for our neighborhood children, given that Lawson Road does not have sidewalks. In addition, the lack of sufficient parking for 28 homes will result in added difficulty turning off of Lawson Road, also due to restricted visibility, and will present an even greater problem in the winter months when effective snow removal will be impossible due to street parking. My final concern about the proposed development is the absence of consideration for the character of our street. As per Clarington's official plan, development in existing neighborhoods must respect and reinforce the physical character of our neighborhood. And it goes on to say that new development shall have regard for building types of nearby properties, height and scale of existing buildings and setbacks. These policies are there to protect the charm of our Clarington neighborhoods. Please allow me to tell you about our neighborhood. We are a dead-end street of 23 detached homes. The proposed condo unit will more than double the number of houses on Lawson Road, all on one lot. 16 of our 23 homes, or 70%, are bungalows. We have large lots with mature trees and large gardens. I have one of the smallest lots on the street, a cutout of the home next door, and our lot is still around 40 by 100 feet. What I love most about our street is its diversity and that no two houses on Lawson Road are the same. My very real fear when I look at the proposed concept plan is that every time we turn onto Lawson Road, we will be greeted by three massive three-story brick walls. This will be the first thing visitors to our neighborhood will see. This proposed development of 28 homogeneous townhomes towering over our bungalows at three stories tall, with no yards, green space, or amenities for children, pets, and families to enjoy, and no parks within walking distance nearby, is poor planning and wholly incompatible with our neighborhood. Since moving on to Lawson Road in 2007, I've always anticipated this lot being developed, and I would have no concerns about a well-planned development that makes sense, meets the needs of families, and is community-minded. It considers road safety and protects the charm and character of our neighborhood. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Questions to the delegation? Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you.
Next speaker, please. Anybody else wish to speak in opposition? Yeah, come forward, please. Welcome, sir.
Good evening. My name is Roman Sobczak. I am living on Turdi Lawson Road. We built the house about 10 years ago. And I don't like to repeat all the concerns which are similar, but we are very much concerned about the character of our community. If will that development will go, it will break and ruin that community completely by their character. Another thing is about the study, our safety, which is actually not really good already. And even if the traffic will be redirected to the future Adelaide, it will not change a bit, because will be the same number of the cars and the same situation to turn left or right. So it will be the same thing. So closing is not improvement. That we will be still in danger. And we have no concern at all, because we have by the natural law, people have a right to live on the soil and build the houses. So we are welcome proper development which will match in this neighborhood. Okay, I want to thank you. Will not repeat the other concern which already people raised. Thank you for opportunity to speak.
Thank you. Any questions to the delegation? Thank you very much, sir. Was there a hand? Yeah, come forward, please.
Oh, you need a new
yes,
list? Okay,
yeah,
I'll write on the back.
Oh, okay.
There you
go.
Okay.
My name is Melissa Hall. I'm at 15 Lawson Road. We are the property to the east of the proposed development. I will be brief, as I am not a public speaker. I've been dealing directly with Mr. Weiler. One of the things I did notice in my reading, since my meeting with Mr. Weiler, is with regard to noise ordinance. So I am in support of my neighbors with regard to the development. We welcome development. We do seek that it is something that conforms to the spirit of the neighborhood. I will send this to Mr. Weiler as well, but in order to meet the noise ordinance, I just was seeking clarification on air conditioning units. It's from what I was reading that the eastern units would have air conditioning units, but not, the west towards town line, but not the ones that would be directly to our property. So I do seek some clarification with regard to that, because our property, we will have 11 townhomes directly facing our property, so we want to make sure that that is all set. And we do, and again, some of these things I've proposed directly with Mr. Weiler is keeping the integrity of the trees in place while creating a privacy space. I did look at the bylaws with regard to parking for my neighbors, and there's a year-round, as I understand, no parking on Lawson Road between 3 and 5 a.m., so any type of, then my neighbors were speaking of them parking in on the street, but I understand that would not be allowed year-round between those 2 hours, so there wouldn't be any overnight parking. But the thought of having this concentrated amount of homes in this small amount of space, it seems it would lend to that type of behavior. So. Thank you for your time. I will keep it brief because I will be speaking directly with the planner with regard to this matter.
Okay, questions to the delegation? Mayor Foster.
Thank you, and thank you for joining us, and everyone, frankly, that has. So you're concerned with the air conditioning and the units. Your property is the one immediately east then?
Yes, that's okay, correct. That's correct.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Okay, thank you. Next delegate. Come forward, please.
Thank you. My name is Kirsty Mason, and I live at 31 Lawson Road with my partner who spoke earlier. I want to speak a little bit about the character and charm of our street and why we've chosen to make it our home, but I will try and be brief in the interest of repeating what my neighbors have already expressed. One of the biggest issues for me is I'm an outdoor educator, so the first thing that jumped out to me was the lack of green space in the area. As my partner said, we are one of the smallest properties on the street, but we are lucky to have a beautiful yard we can enjoy. And when I look at the land allotment there for 28 townhomes, there's just not enough yard space for future residents. The large properties and mature trees are some of the defining characteristics of our neighborhood in its present incarnation. As others have mentioned, there is no sidewalk on either side of Lawson Road, so pedestrian traffic involves the roadways. There's a concern that a proposal as it sits now doesn't provide adequate parking for residents. As the last delegate said, there are bylaws in place to speak to that, but with nowhere else to go, the cars will end up on the road. So increased street traffic is definitely a concern. Being located directly south of Townline and Adelaide intersection presents significant safety concerns for accessing our street or exiting the neighborhood. Another 28 households would only contribute to the traffic in the area and face the same challenges. It's not merely a matter of an inconvenience of sitting waiting to turn. It's a dangerous and precarious situation. A typical day for me involves coming home from work in the car and dealing with that anxiety of waiting to turn onto the road, watching in the rearview mirror to make sure that not necessarily the car directly behind me when they shoot out of the way, but the subsequent vehicles. So once I am able to get home safe, I then become a pedestrian when I take my dog out for a walk. As a side note, he's a foster dog if anyone is interested in adopting. So then I become a pedestrian, and with it being a dead-end court, the only way to walk a large dog is to take him out of the neighborhood. That again involves crossing at Townline in Adelaide. So if I make it safely out of my vehicle, it's now a precarious situation as a pedestrian. I have yelled and shooken my fist at a lot of drivers in that area already, and it's a 50-50 shot every time I'm traversing that area as a pedestrian or a driver, so I would like to ensure that my neighbors and the subsequent people who purchase these properties aren't put in the same situation. And by doubling the population and traffic usage of the street with 28 townhomes, these problems are only going to skyrocket. Many of my neighbors are elderly and use assistive devices to walk as well. I can't imagine them trying to navigate around and between vehicles that will subsequently be parked on the street. I feel that as longtime taxpaying residents in Clarington that they deserve better than that. As we've said, we're not opposed to development. An empty lot like that doesn't sit empty for very long, so we anticipated development. It's just the invasive and ill-fitting nature of the proposed development that has us concerned. Aesthetically, it doesn't match the charm of our neighborhood and the existing style, and it's too large in terms of occupancy. A more suitably scaled proposal with consideration for current and future residents of Lawson would be welcomed in my neighborhood. Thank you for your time this evening.
Okay, questions? Thank you very much.
Not about the dog?
Okay, anybody else wish to come forward? Come forward, please, sir.
My name's Burton Noble. I live at 25 Lawson Road. Kind of new to the area. I've moved in 69, so 50 years. Been a lot of development over the years, most of it good. I don't think this is good at all. I've been pretty vocal about the traffic for the last few years on our road, coming in and out, ever since they the way they designed it there for the town line. And it just every year gets worse and worse. I don't know how many times I pretty near got sideswiped trying to get into Lawson Road. This development that they're proposing is just a nightmare. We'd like to see something that coincides with the rest of our house on the street. I think that Lawson Road should have a safe access before anything is built. They say we're going to go across onto Adelaide, but when? It's dangerous now, more dangerous than people realize unless you're up there. And I think that should be taken a good look at. Thank you.
Any questions? Thank you very much, sir. Next speaker. Welcome.
Hi. My name is Sarah Sear, and these are my brothers, Andy and Sam Powers. We had no intention of speaking today, but after listening to what people are saying, we thought it was important that we put in our point of view. So my brothers and I grew up at the end of Lawson Road, on 46 Lawson Road, in the 90s, the mid-90s. I was born there, I've been there my whole life, and we were the ones who benefited from Lawson being the way it is today. We were able to play safely on the road, we were able to use our bikes and to play with our friends, to play sports and things that many kids don't get today. We were so fortunate to have this upbringing, and it's something that was so important to us that we have all chosen to stay in Clarington now that we're all married and starting our own families, because we loved the childhood that we had in the Clarington area. Adding this many homes and especially the cars on the street would completely destroy that ability for the kids that are there and that we are now being able to watch when we go to our parents' house for dinner and we see these little kids on the road and think, oh, like, that was great when that was us. And those kids aren't going to get that. Another thing we wanted to talk about was as young teenagers learning how to drive. Before we even got in the car for the first time, our parents gave us a rundown on how to get in and out of Lawson Road because it was so dangerous that you ignored the usual road rules in order to keep yourself safe. So I remember driving home with having people drive me home from youth events as a young teenager and having to explain to them, okay, you have to go into this lane, and then, okay, watch your back, because someone's going to flash, or someone's going to come right up to you. It was just not safe for anybody. It wasn't safe for us as young drivers. It isn't safe for people who don't live there and don't know what it's like. And adding this much congestion can only make it worse, which you have all heard. But we just wanted you to see the faces of the kids who lived on Lawson Road, the ones who had the opportunity to live on a quiet, dead-end street that was safe, where our parents could let us go outside and play and not watch us, knowing that we were safe. And so I just really hope that you would consider that and consider the kids that are there now and will be there in the future.
Thank you very much. Anything to add? Okay, from the brothers, okay. Any questions to the delegation? Thank you very much. Okay. Anybody else wish to come forward? Yeah, come forward, please, ma'am.
Hello, my name is Kathy. I live at 54 Lawson Road, at the very end. I do not drive, and as a result, I walk up and down Lawson Road every day, multiple times a day, usually with my bundle buggy, but that's kind of not the point. Anyway, I know how easy it is to get lost in statistics. So I wanted to speak so that you could see me, so that you could see one person on that road. and that you could identify one person on that road. I walk up the road to